This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved, our Habib, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is the gates of paradise. Subhanallah, the believer's vision in this life is to gain paradise, al-Jannah. That's why we are here. We are not meant to be here in this dunya forever. But we are here to actually build our Jannah in Akhirah. Subhanallah. This is the place where Allah Rabbul Izzah has created us and placed us and gave us opportunities and possibilities to build Jannah right here in dunya. Subhanallah. This is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah has given this beautiful and glorious month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. When Ramadan comes, Allah Almighty, He opens the gates of Jannah for us. Meaning that He facilitates us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to perform deeds that can help us attain Jannah. Subhanallah, this is the reason why we see our eagerness, our urge, our commitment for Salah. Salah is an act of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by which we gain Jannah. Subhanallah, there is a door in Jannah which allows people to get into it for those who pray, subhanallah. Likewise, Allah Almighty made an obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan. Siyam is fard in Ramadan. Again, fasting, my brothers and sisters, is a beautiful act of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an amazing type of worship by which we actually build our Jannah right here in dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, there is a specific door, specific gate in Jannah called Bab al-Rayyan. The gate, the door of those people who will be allowed only if they are among those who used to fast, they will get to enter into that door, subhanallah. Likewise, my brothers and sisters, there are so many other opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in order for us to build our Jannah, in order for us to gain Jannah. For example, charity. By giving charity, we again get into Jannah. By obeying and respecting and honoring our parents, we get into Jannah. Wives, they have an opportunity to get into Jannah by any door if they perform four acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, if they observe five daily prayers, if they observe fasting in the month of Ramadan, and if they guard their modesty and chastity, and if they obey their parents, they get into Jannah from any gate, subhanallah. Likewise, there are so many other acts of obedience. My brothers and sisters, the need is that you and me take the opportunity, take and tap every opportunity provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and build our Jannah here in this world. This is an amazing month that allows us to be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Jannatul Firdaus, my brothers and sisters, every single day of Ramadan, ask Jannatul Firdaus to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at least 3 times in a day. It's so easy, but it shows your commitment, your urge to get into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to get the honor to get into Jannah from any door, to get the opportunity and honor to get into Jannatul Firdaus, to gain the honor of the companionship of Rasulullah, to gain the repute of witnessing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhir da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.